ring pulls. They're all over our canned food these days, aren't they? They weren't back in the day, and we all had the can openers.
Mate, can openers were a must.
Remember when the Magic Can came out? It was the full ad, and it was the dancing can opener. What? And they were all different colours. I mean, it was a total new...
Oh, yes!
I know, it was like a big deal, because they weren't just the little metal ones.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Oh, I remember.
Probably for good cause, really.
I remember because I'm left-handed.
So can openers were just, really?
Stop it, guys.
And then remember...
Way to go.
Remember when...
You feel left out.
In the 80s when...
I can't open anything.
When the electric can opener came across and it was like, this is such an amazing invention.
In the movies, the Americans were opening cans of dog food with the whole, we've got an electric can opener in the corner.
And let's be honest, we were all there. They sucked, man. They didn't even work properly. You get like a couple of good ones out of it at the start, and then that was it. Certainly at my place anyway. Why are we talking about can openers?
Because yesterday we were talking on our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland, about beetroot, and did you have a tin in the pantry, and a lot of people, like the majority, were like, man, we go through a couple of tins a fortnight.
Yeah.
Like I've got regular eaters of beetroot still.
I'm going to say, you go and look in your fridge right now, and just right down the back, is there that beetroot container?
I've got that one, the Tupperware one. I put peaches in there if we do have tin fruit for
millions
some reason.
Of peaches for free.
That's what I've done. Because we would have that sometimes on cereal.
We've got
not beetroot.
We've got one of those beetroot containers that's dead set been in the spare fridge for, I would assume, 4 years. Something like that. And we've got a tin in the cupboard as well that's I wouldn't even.
The discussion changed online to, when are they going to put ring pulls on the beetroot tins?
I'm down for that.
Fair comment, lady.
Yes.
Fair call.
Yes.
13, 27, 10, do you think this needs to change?
Is this an issue for you?
Do we need to contact Golden Circle? Start something up.
Now, my thought is, why do we need anything without a ring pull in it?
Well, to be honest,
it's 2019, guys.
It seems like we have made the can opener redundant, really, haven't we? Apart from
the beetroot.
Well, wait, except for when those ring pulls are rubbish and they snap off and you're like, mate.
Amen.
Yes, this is a true fact.
We'll say, we don't
need a dressing.
What do we even need can openers?
It needs a dressing.
That's good I didn't pick that up first time around.
I didn't even.
Yeah. Triple M, who's this?
It's the groundsman.
The morning groundsman. What do you think about the ring pulls on beetroot tins or lack of?
Oh, yeah, I think every tin that has, like, pineapple, Simo's favourite fruit, all those things should have ring pulls. Yeah, the old can openers don't work anymore these days.
Yeah.
Well, they work.
You're talking about, you know, in the back of your fridge and all that sort of stuff. I have Sally in the back of my fridge.
Whoa,
Sally Mallor.
Yes.
Salmonella, yeah.
Time for a clean out, mate.
Yeah. Mate,
I did. I clean it out every week, and every week it's back, usually the same again.
Yeah.
Yesterday's food left over the beetroot tin.
But see, I think all of this horribleness can be avoided by a simple ring pull on a can, because, you know, you open that thing up with the can opener, it's been such a task to open it, then you want to save everything you can that's inside, because the last thing you want to do is go back to that beetroot can and open it again with a can opener that doesn't quite work right.
Well, I think it should have a ring pull, especially on the beetroot, especially when it's got that red stuff that gets over everything. And it's hard to get out unless you're using Drive or something like that, you know. Or we could do a commercial on that, couldn't we? But anyway, everything that's got horrible liquid in it should have a ring pull.
There we go.
It's like 4X gold as well. Yeah.
Everything that's good in life has a ring pull.
Words to live by. Triple M, who's this?
Bonnie Dale, how are you?
Good. What do you reckon about the old ring pulls? Should they have them on the beetroot?
I don't think it should be a question. I think it should be more of a demand.
A demand?
Yes.
There we go. Yes. So do we start an online petition?
Absolutely. Because I feel beetroot is being discriminated against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us more.
Pineapple. Tins of pineapple. Yeah. Sweet as they are.
Yeah, they always get the focus of every conversation, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's got a pull top lid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Those horrible little baby carrots in cans. they have one.
Oh, yeah. How about those disgusting little peas?
And, hey, the baby and corn even gets some. Hey? The baby.
Oh, no. Oh. That's so corny. So I think there should be an online petition.
Yes,
and
yes.
I believe that beetroot deserves, has rights, and it should have... I mean, who has a can opener in the kitchen these days?
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
Well, I do as the backup plan if the ring pull fails, but you have got me motivated now and compelled to go and check out all the other tins to see if, like you're saying, the beetroot tin is being discriminated against.
Yeah.
Beetroot has rights.
Yep.
Beetroot rights.
No more on the back shelf.
Triple M.
No more.
What we stand for.
On the back shelf.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.